ਰੱਜ ਕੇ ਪਿਲਾਂਦਾ ਸੀ ਮੇਰਾ ਸਾਕੀ ਸੀ ਦਿਲ ਦਾ ਬਾਦਸ਼ਾਹ ਰੱਜ ਕੇ ਪਿਲਾਂਦਾ ਸੀ ਨਰਨ ਦੀ ਹੋਸ਼ ਸੀ ਕੈਸੀ ਜੋ ਮੈਂ ਖਾਨੇ ਚ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਉਹਦੇ ਦਰ ਤੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਵੇਖੇ ਪੰਡਿਤ ਪਾਈ ਕਈ ਮੁੱਲਾ ਪੀਂਦੇ ਉਹਦੇ ਦਰ ਤੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਵੇਖੇ ਪੰਡਿਤ ਪਾਈ ਕਈ ਮੁੱਲਾ ਪੀਂਦੇ ਉਹ ਹਰ ਪਿਆਲੀ ਚ ਭਰ ਕੇ ਮਸੀ ਮਿਲਾਉਂਦਾ ਸੀ ਮੇਰਾ ਸਾਵਣ ਸੀ ਦਿਲ ਦਾ ਬਾਦਸ਼ਾਹ ਰੱਜ ਕੇ ਪਿਲਾਉਂਦਾ ਸੀ ਨਰਨ ਦੀ ਹੋਸ਼ ਪੀ ਕੇ ਸੀ ਜੋ ਮੈਂ ਖਾਨੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਸਾਕੀ ਦੇ ਲੱਖਾਂ ਹੀ ਨਵੇਂ ਦਸਤੂਰ ਕੀ ਦੱਸਾਂ ਮੇਰੇ ਸਾਕੀ ਦੇ ਲੱਖਾਂ ਹੀ ਨਵੇਂ ਦਸਤੂਰ ਕੀ ਦੱਸਾਂ ਔਖੀਆਂ ਬੰਦ ਕਰਵਾ ਕੇ ਨਵੀਂ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਵਖਾਉਂਦਾ ਸੀ ਉਹ ਅੱਖੀਆਂ ਬੰਦ ਕਰਵਾ ਕੇ ਨਵੀਂ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਵਖਾਉਂਦਾ ਸੀ ਮੇਰਾ ਸਾਕੀ ਸੀ ਦਿਲ ਦਾ ਬਾਦਸ਼ਾਹ ਰੱਜ ਕੇ ਪਿਲਾਉਂਦਾ ਸੀ ਨਰਨ ਦੀ ਹੋਸ਼ ਪੀ ਕੇ ਸੀ ਜੋ ਮੈਂ ਖਾਨੇ ਚ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਸੀ ਮੇਰੇ ਸਾਕੀ ਦੇ ਮੈਂ ਖਾਨੇ ਚ ਇੱਕ ਸਾਕੀ ਇੱਕ ਮਹਿਰਮ ਸੀ ਉਹ ਸਾਕੀ ਮਹਿਰਮ ਗੀਤ ਗਾਉਂਦਾ ਸੀ ਉਹ ਸਾਕੀ ਮੈਂ ਪਿਲਾਉਂਦਾ ਸੀ ਤੇ ਮਹਿਰਮ ਗੀਤ ਗਾਉਂਦਾ ਸੀ ਮੇਰਾ ਸਾਕੀ ਸੀ ਦਿਲ ਦਾ ਬਾਦਸ਼ਾਹ ਰੱਜ ਕੇ ਪਿਲਾਉਂਦਾ ਸੀ ਨਰਨ ਦੀ ਹੋਸ਼ ਪੀ ਕੇ ਸੀ ਜੋ ਮੈਂ ਖਾਨੇ ਚ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਸੀ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਮਿਲ ਕੇ ਗੁਨਾਹਗਾਰਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਭੁੱਲ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਸੀ ਉਹ ਰੱਬ ਦਾ ਨੂਰ ਸੀ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਰੂਹਾਂ ਸੁੱਤੀਆਂ ਜਗਾਉਂਦਾ ਸੀ ਉਹ ਰੱਬ ਦਾ ਨੂਰ ਸੀ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਰੂਹਾਂ ਸੁੱਤੀਆਂ ਜਗਾਉਂਦਾ ਸੀ
It is really a great blessing to meet, I would say, master man or God in man or man with the mouthpiece of God. God resides in the heart. He is the controlling power, controlling all creation and also controlling our souls in the body. We cannot run out of the body, you see. Even though we have got neither purchase in the body, two eyes, two nostrils, etc. So those who have become in tune, you might say, are the mouthpiece of God, you see. God speaks through them. Now the words appear to be coming through the gullets of a son of man, but he is quite conscious, he sees that it is he who is speaking what is being inspired, you see, by that high power. Not, he is not speaking at the level of the intellect, but what it comes of itself to go there, saying, you see. So, you find those thoughts which come of itself, they are always perfect. To have such a new master, yes? To meet with such a master, you see, at whose call God is speaking, the very God is within us too, you see. His soul has arisen from the body of mind and matter. He sees the controlling power within himself. Generally we find all people who say they have met God, you say, they simply say at the level of feelings. Feelings are our own make. Sometimes out of feelings, man arises into emotions. And sometimes we come to some conclusion as a matter of inference. So truly speaking, we have not seen him. Of course, we are just taking at the level of our own self. So all these three, feelings, emotions and inferences, they are all subject to error. Seeing is above all. So the manpole at which our soul works, soul is the spirit of God, spirit in man, environed by mind and matter. Those who have risen above it by self-analysis and become conscious co-workers, that is he who is controlling us all. But to me such a personality, you might say, the Son of Man is a great blessing. He appears to be a man like of life, all others. He has got the same two eyes, two hands, outer conception. But our souls are embedded. And the mind, outgoing faculties, we are identified with them so much so that we have forgotten ourselves unless we rise above these. You mean senses, rise above body consciousness. Just unless we are reborn into the beyond, we cannot become conscious co-worker of the divine plan. Such like people, whenever they come to the world, they are conscious. They never say, I am telling this and that. They say, it is the Father in me who is working. The same power is within us because our souls, as I told you, under the control of mind. Mind is under the control of outgoing faculties. We are identified so much so that we have forgotten ourselves. So when our Sikh masters come, you see, what is their job? He is man among men, you see, son of man, but he is something more. He is in tune with God, and in his company, he just raises other souls which are tied down to the mind, all the impact of senses raised above them, open the inner eye to see God. God in action, in expression, you might say, what is God word. So sometimes such like souls, God word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. So meet such a master while living in earth, the great blessing, because he is competent to raise our souls above the senses with little thought of it, what we cannot attain in years of penance. So, seeing is above all. And truly speaking, seers are those who have seen God. So Son knows the Father and others whom the Son reveals. They are true seers. All others, truly speaking, they are not yet become seers. They have their own feelings, emotions and draw inferences to come to some conclusion, but they have not yet seen. We believe in God just as we have read in scriptures. Scriptures speak of the experiences that the masters had with in their lives, in their contact with God, so that they find record of all these things by reading them that give us an interest, you see, create an interest in us to have the same experience with our own selves. The scriptures are there to create an interest within us. Unless we can have the same experience of our own self, we cannot be truly convinced. So whenever the masters come, they say, don't believe what the scriptures say, or anyone says. You can take them as an experiment of Niyya, but unless you see for your own self the same experience that they had, at least to some extent, you cannot be fully convinced. To me it is such a grand, what any word you might use, you see, such a Son of Man, at whose power God is working, speaking in tune with that. And he has the competency to raise others to that level, to have some glimpse of God. So such a meeting with such a master is really a great blessing. First of all, to be have a man body, it is also a great blessing, because it is the highest in all creation. And the highest aim of a man's life is to know God. And to know God, we must know our own self first. Because it is the soul that has to know God. He cannot be known by the outward faculties, mind or intellect. One student came up to Ramakrishna Paramahansa, the well-known saint, the master of Swami Vivekananda. He had a book in his arms. He asked him what it is. He said, well, Master, it is a book which gives how water is made. And just smiling, he said, I'll squeeze these leaves of the book and see how many drops of water can come out of that. It is only to show the scriptures give a fine record, they are worth in tons of gold and emeralds, because they contain the experiences what the masters had in their life with God that create an interest in us. And that's their scope, that's it, actually. But they cannot take us to the experience. That experience you can have within your own duality of mind body. Unless you enter the liberty of a man's body, you cannot have an experience with him. That is all masters who came in the past scriptures which are fine records of their experiences, they all say, body is the temple of God. By reading scriptures, you have an interest created in you to see God. And there it ends. And if you come across with somebody who has that experience, everybody, many of them will come to you and say, yes, I have seen God. That's all right. Due reference. But two definitions of it, true saint, is that he is competent also to give some others some experience of God with him. That experience is had only when you rise of body consciousness. So all the methods that we have adopted to know God, reading of scriptures, first of course, they have their value. Just performing certain rites or rituals, custom that is according to each custom of each country. That of course their work, you prepare the ground for that. They're good actions. But still all books, all scriptures say, all masters say that God is within you. Kingdom of God cannot be had by observation. Why? Because it is within you. Unless you enter within, where you find him, contact, controlling God within you, your soul with your body, you cannot find him, you see. That very power is also controlling the whole creation. So it's for that purpose we have to know our own self. All masters who came, that is why they said, know thyself, Christ, old Greeks, Guru Nanak and all of us. But knowing self is just liberating our soul from mind, outgoing faculties, as their senses, to rise above senses, stealing our intellect too. Then it's sort of transport as is, in which you can have a glimpse of God. That's a matter of pure self-analysis. So the hint that she was just reading or to do, that is the praise of the Master, you see. He said he is the king of our hearts. He was intoxicated, you see, with God, and whoever met him, he gave a little dose of intoxication to him too. Not to the senses, but to the soul, you see. So such life was the Master moving on earth, like a man, son of man. There is a difference between a son of man and a God and man are a Master, you see. So those who are son of, they are conscious of the same. There is some other power working through us. Some people ask Christ, you always speak of the Father. It would have been much better if you could have let us see your Father. And the same thing do little indignant over it and said, well, I'm sorry, I've been so long with the Jehovah once you did not find that it was the Father working through me. You are conscious of the God power working through him. So the criterion of such a master is he does not only see himself, but he enables others to see. I told you, Son knows the Father, and others whom the Son reveals. It is a sort of revelation, which already exists within you, because of your being given up to all outward senses, you see. So much so identified with them that you have forgotten your own self, who you are, what you are. First thing is just to retrace our steps, you see. Just coming within, withdrawing within, and then rising above body consciousness. It is a matter of pure self-analysis. This is what is called in scriptures. Learn to die so that you may begin to live. At the time of death, soul leaves the body, lower portion, and comes at the back of the eyes, and then you leave the body. Your levitation, the sort of levitation. That very experience, if you have lived life, you can have contact with God in expression power, not God absolute mind. That. So we become the mouthpiece of that power. So such like Son of Man is called Master. With him, when you meet him, he is competent to raise you up, the physical and the astral, open the inner eye to see what? Light of God. God is light. So he was just singing the hymn that our Master was a great one, you see. Whoever went to him, he was himself God intoxicating, and let others also have a dose of intoxication, you see. And the greatest feat he did was he made people sit and asked them to close their eyes and just gave them an experience of rising above body consciousness to see light. And that is the greatest feat of him, you see. And any master lectures can be given by anybody after little training, of course with due deference to all. That is something, speaking of something and seeing something, the vast difference between the two. One who sees, he can others enable others to see. Though they were talking at the intellectual level, they would give so many findings of the things they have got, interpret them at the level of their understanding, intellect. So they are not definite, you see. They say at the heart of heart, their heart of heart, they see, they do not see. How can they make others see, have the same experience, you see? So, requirement is that your all master said, beware of the false prophets, who come like lambs, you see, but they are ravenous wolves, you see. That they had to say because there's two masters are few. They have been, there are, but not without them. But they are. To come across such a Son of Man or personality who's got that experience and is competent to give experience to others, to be such a great soul, you might say, spirit in man or God in man. Is a great blessing of our own self. Can we see him? Yes, of course. If we can rise above senses, so whatever we do, all of reading, writing, performing certain rites or rituals, saying prayers in one way or the other, they are all at the level of senses. Unless you rise above senses, you are already identified with the senses that you have forgotten yourself. And all methods that you use for that purpose, those are also concerning you at the level of the senses too. How can you rise above senses? That's the grace of God alone, and a reaction of the past. Some people do have sometimes some experience. But that's the regular of science, I would say, what the masters teach and give. They do not simply give them some lecture or talk on a certain subject, but they do give them some experience to start with. Take the example of a man who is very much well versed in the principles of business. He comes and gives a talk to the people around him. Very wonderful talk, quite appreciable. But the poor fellows to whom he is giving a talk, they have no money with them. What is your lecture do? If he gives them some capital to start with, only then some good will come out of that. So this is what it is. Lecturing is something else. Reading our scriptures, performance of rites or rituals, these are the alimentary steps which are meant for the preparation of the ground. We do that and they are good actions, but still we have to take a step further to rise above the level of sentience, you see. That is why all masters offer to it. Learn to die so that you may begin to live. Except you be reborn, you cannot enter the kingdom. That is within you. That's all. There are so many mansions in the house of our Father, that there are planes and planes of different densities. You rise above them once that you reach the true home of your Father. And this much can be done only in man body, which is considered to be highest in all creation, and that fortunately you have got. Now we have to see, for that purpose we have joined various schools of our thought, called religions, social bodies, only for that purpose in you have we had that aim achieved. Is that good? If not, so that's a golden opportunity we have got of the man body, in which can we know him and no other body. Masters have come in all religions. They gave out the same teachings, of course, in their own language, prevalent at the time when they came. Now, those sayings and experiences form the subject of our scriptures. Now to understand them, to have the right import of them, we need somebody who has got the same experience and has gone on the same way. He will only be able to give the right understanding, right import of the scriptures. Others who will just give at the level of their intellect, there was differences between one and the other. The man who has seen or who is competent to ask, so let others see by raising up them up from the level of physical and astral body, he is called a master in the true sense of the word, as given out by all masters. You may be engaged in all these actions, but to have experience of God in life, that's a great blessing, you see. So, you're just thinking about your master, you see. All masters, you see, say the same thing. They came in all religions. You cannot say it is a reserved right of one religion or the other. God is for all. The schools of thought were just raised after the masters came. So, at the intellectual level, that is why we have got so many versions of the same thing, because they have not seen it. Those who come to this building, you know, they are lying one photo, they are there one thing, they are radio, there are so many things. And if you go away to their own different countries, you give a just statement of what you saw in the building, what you had. You give, of course, in your own language, but selling points will agree. Matter of detail, some might be given more details of a certain thing, the other might omit something. Those people who have not seen this place, they are reading those books. They will wonder what is all this, it can do it, be reconciled, what is what. So if any man who has seen this place and those books are read out to him, oh yes, I have seen it like that. Because you see, so what the masters say, you see, they have seen. They say what they see, not as a matter of feelings or emotions or influence. You definitely to all, seeing is above all. The seeing comes from the soul, and the soul is analyzed by self-analysis, or you may say by rising above body consciousness or senses. You cannot have experience of your own self. If you cannot have your own self, self-knowledge precedes God knowledge. The sayings of Master are very clear on the point. You see, they see in themselves. It goes under all that, let you have a sitting, you find for your own self, unless we bear testimony of our own self, we cannot be truly convinced. She was just singing of the Mahasya's praises, all Mahasya's who came from time to time. They come to guide the child humanity, to have some time with them. For our own, what Muhammad Rasheed says, if you do your penance with yourself for the sake of God for 100 years, that will not give you so much blessing as when you sit by a master saint, you see. If you are sitting, your inner eye will open, you see the light of God. So this is the subject, you see, before us. Irrespective whether we belong to one religion or the other, that makes no difference. All religions are good. To remain in some religion is a blessing. You do not, if you leave it, there will be corruption. Or you will have to raise up another school of thought. Well, there are already so many religions existing. They were raised after the masters came into the world. They were from formations. Naturally, you find where there are formations, formation results in stagnation. The stagnation sometimes results in deterioration for want of practical persons who know the way. The result is now we are worship of the same God. The same thing has been given by all scriptures. It teaches that we are not in the full know of other religions, you see. They have a feeling of their own religion. That also at the level of the intellect. That is why they are not able to do full justice to the world. So we need somebody able to understand the true import of scriptures, who is somebody who has known the way and knows the way. Because we have seen the sacred books of those masters who saw and gave out their experiences, we form the subject of our scriptures. They only can give you right report. What is the difference? Why are there so many different schools have been came into being? You know? Once Rajiv said, this is my view, some 100 or 200 people following to form a new sect. But that's the cause. Otherwise, those who realize, see God, they say the same thing, and they have said the same thing. That make others also have the same feelings. The latest of it, saint or master lies in the fact that he is competent to give you some experience of that reality. So philosophy deals with theories. And mysticism deals with reality. So those who are themselves quarter with reality, they are competent to give you some experience also. Then we have to dwell further. Rome was not built in a day, of course, but you have something straight up. Contact with the reality we can please to the absolute God, you see. So this is digest form. This is our aim of life. We have dwelt physically. We have dwelt intellectually. But the third side, our own self, is very much ignored, you see. We know little or nothing. We know intellectually about the scriptures and the thing, that is only a proof of the intellect. Your intellect is a giant. But that has not been able to satisfy you, you see. Because the third side, you must go spiritually to. Reading scriptures form part of the intellect, you see. You know certain things, your brain is full of those saying what the master said, what you have not yet seen. So to be, I would say, you know so many scriptures by heart today, that cannot make you a saint, for you have something knows intellectually. But unless you have experience of the same thing, you cannot be. Neither be convinced yourself, nor you can make others convinced of it. If you are singing of the praise of the Master, that is sweet, we had a good fortune to say, He was competent to give all one and all, learned and the unlearned both, whoever came to him, some explanation. It is raising up on the level of physical and just body. To open the inner eye, what is called the single eye, then the eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. So light is there, God is light. It is not intellectual light, it is truly light. So this is what we had at the feet of the Masters, that God's power, or Christ's power, or the Guru power, what is called, that never dies, everlasting. Whoever comes in contact with that power, they also have everlasting life. For this purpose, we have had the main schools of thought, and now we have to see how far we are advanced. I think we are sitting, we had in man body for the last some 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 years old we are. We have to see whether we have achieve this object, that is good. If not, we should do something more to have that experience in life. To say that we will have this experience after death, well, where is the proof for that? Excuse me, the word in hand is better than two in the bush. If you learn it well now, even after leaving the body, you remain the same. You see, you do not become a prophet. I'm going out of this room, I have the same what I have in the room, you see. So though you have dwelt, I have advanced spiritually with man body, that's the golden opportunity that we have got. We got in this man body only with the no God. We know God in this life, that we can have only when we rise of our body consciousness, we learn to die so that we may begin to live. St. Paul and others say, I die daily. St. Paul says, I die daily. And Guru Nanak says, die 100 times a day at least. It is not the death that takes you to the grave. The real practical self-death is rising above body consciousness. It's a regular science that 2 and 2 make 4, and you can have it in this man's life if, by God's grace, you come across somebody. Your God power is working, you see. So have a great blessing. You're singing only that, you see. That our Master was a great body, truly king of our hearts. He had that God intoxication, and he was competent to give others also intoxication by simply giving them a city. Close your eyes, little thought impulses, raise them up, and they, I mean, bold testimony that there is light. So this is the ultimate goal of a man's life, for which we have done the various religions. All religions are good, they have truth in them, Masters have the truth personified. Whenever they came, this age, the same experience, the same life. They were concerned about it, they were personifying themselves. That is why it was said, or it is said in all languages, of course, by Master, world was made flesh and dwelt among them. Unless his word personified, how can he give us the contact with the world? Intellectual man can give you only experience up to the intellectual level, not more. Those who see it, they can give you. Experience, you testimony to it. So you'll find it is a great blessing to have a man body. It is still further great blessing if you meet some son of man at whose bone that God is working. So I have it the same. All of them sat at the feet of our Master, they had it in details. Well, it's not without them, after God is the same power. We are all his children of God, though the rank is after him. There's food for the hungry, water for the thirsty. Demand and supply is law of nature. When abundance, oxygen comes to help those who are really entering after God. It is God who makes an arrangement to bring God to somewhere where he can derive this very benefit of personal experience. So blessed are you all, you say, I would say, those that sun religion for that higher purpose, noble purpose. The only thing we have to see how far we have advanced, whether we achieved that very object for which we did join the very school of thought. We have found that truth, that's all right. That is one. It is as definite as science has 2 and 2 make 4. But it's only possible to have it when you come across somebody who has got that experience and is able to give you that experience. Greatness has much lies on the only the fact not in giving lectures, talks and wonderful and curious, but who is able to give you some contact with the God in action power, with the light and sound.
I think some of my friends are standing there, so I request them to come on the back, they could see. And of course, I am not satisfied that we children need a little more food from the Master. He has given us a little bit here. And if Bibiji could take a short hymn from Kabir or Guru Nanak or Swamiji, then the Master would explain.
जाग प्यारे अब का सोए रंग गई दिन का तो खोए जिन जागा तिन मात
somebody so people ask you, see, if we wake up, what do we get? Yeah, this is like, you tell us to wake up, or else if we do wake up, what do we get? Now we've got possessions, we've got so many other things at our disposal. We are asleep, all right, we have got so many things, even if you wake up, then what will you find? The Master says, you find a pearl of great price. Who can find that pearl of great price who awakes? Now our soul, as I told you before, is asleep under the bondage of mind, outgoing faculties, etc. We are identifying with itself. As I told you, our souls are in the body. That is why the body works, so long as it is there. When soul leaves the body, that body is put under grave or cremated. But one thing, you see, we are in the body until something is controlling us in the body. We cannot run out of the body, in spite of so many holes we have got in the body. Breathing goes out, that cannot remain, or something controls it back into the body. Surgeons perform, you see, operations of the stomach which lasts for hours, and then we cannot run out of the body. So he says, if you now awake, you'll find that controlling power is already within you. We have been trying to find him in outward ways. We don't look into within our own self where he is the controlling power within us. So Kabir says, the whom you want to meet, he resides elsewhere, and you try to find him elsewhere, still elsewhere. How can you find him? He is the soul of your soul, the very controlling power, which is controlling your soul in the body. He is within you, because it is the controlling power of the soul within the body. unless you rise above that level, come within, body is the temple of God. And even then, when you rise above senses, you see, you find Him, He's already there. You have not to create it, not to be the magnet. It is already, by inverse, you are not rising above body, He says if you do wake up, you get a pearl of great price, but you can only have it in the by entering the laboratory of man body. We have wasted away our time on the most golden opportunity that we had, man body. We have awake, see. But the senses plane, you see, life of senses. We have just not been able to realize that. A wise man, he who follows the footsteps of his father, you see, our soul is of the same essence that of God, child of God, you may say, top of the ocean of our life. But man body, we could have known him. If we would have been wise, we would have tried to see him. Only then we are truly speaking to be wise, otherwise we are stock fools. Say, why don't you wake up? It's a high time for you. You got the bad body. And what is this waking up, you see? This is something rising above body consciousness, our senses. To know yourself first, then you'll be able to know God. Self-knowledge precedes God-knowledge. It's not a matter of inference, as I told you. It is a matter of seeing.
जग देख पिया से जिना तेरे तोहे छाड़ उठ गए सवेरे
and wake up and see where is your Lord, is in the soul of your souls. But you pass all your life so far while sleeping. Think of where your Lord is. This is the high time, the golden time that you have got to know Him, to see Him, but you are passing your days quiet in deep slumber. This is something to be born in you, you see, to rise above body consciousness. God to whom we have a conscious contact is already within you, is everywhere, but direct gorgeous contact is within you. Unless you rise up to that level, you cannot see. Except you be born in you, you cannot enter the kingdom of God, this is what Christ says. And all other masters said in their own language, of course. Well, it is not wise on your part to go on sleeping forever. Man body every day, every hour, every day is bringing you closer to the end of life, which is called death. It is for you to wait and see Him before that last end comes, you see. Because in this man body only, you can see.
भर जो बन पिया अपना नचीना
ये जैसे तो इस ऑल लुक की आज यू आर डू वेरी यंग लाइफ एंड दैट टाइम यू आर नॉट आई डिफरेंशिएट व्हाट इज रॉन्ग एंड व्हाट इज राइट नाउ यू आर क्वाइट यंग आई एम क्वाइट ऑफ एज यू कैन डिफरेंशिएट व्हाट इज राइट फ्रॉम रॉन्ग. And it is the high time when you, all your faculties are in order, while young, you see, when you are of age, when your hairs are black, you can see quicker, because you can sit at your will, you can direct your will somewhere, whichever way you like, you got something under control, you could do something. But alas, it says, you have not found the all your days are past. in vain glory of outside and given up to the desire, pleasures of the sense alone. This is what Vasudeva is coming to say. The Buddha said, hey, we don't need the body, life of a man and a householder and anything. He said, develop, you see. You've got three aspects of your life. One is physical, maintain it. Physical body is the highest gift of God to us. Because it is the man body in which we can awake and see him, you see. Maintain it. They don't say they leave it and go to some recluse, you see. They maintain it as much as you can. But see, what are you to do? For what purpose? You bound not only have the pleasures of outside only. There's, you see, all glory and beauty lies within you. Just in what? Just regain your Godhead, you see. And it is the high time you can. This life, when your senses are in order, you can do something, but you do not see it. Where do you hope when you become old, your senses won't work, your body will be dependent on somebody else? Why not now? So third Guru of the Sikhs said, though they have not known God, and I mean when they are quite of age, not old, well, there is little hope for them to know Him in the old age. Little hope. Why? Because at the time you become dependent on others. Now you are independent. At the time, who knows whether you would like to be able to see or hear, or your body is quite fit. So there is little hope, of course. There is hope, but little hope. Now is the time, high time, to know God, and you are in your, I mean, quite able, physically fit, intellectually fit. You can stand on your own legs. You can direct your way one day after the other. When you grow old and become dependent on others, well, how will you be able to say that? Who knows whether you are bodily fit or not? Many times you find when man becomes quite invalid, he cannot do his own personal out of requirements, I cannot attend to that. So that is why, yes, you have been only bewildered in the life of senses, given up to sensual life, ignoring what was the real aim of life. You must be quiet now, you regard the child of all wisdom, you see. After all, we have to leave the body. But let say no one bear, but we have to leave. No exception to the rule. But you see, when the end comes, I remember of a case at Delhi. He was a pilot of the airplane. He ran up during the day at about 2, came to the ashram. I told him, why you went so in hurry? He said, well, I have been given notice of 6 hours to leave on the front. Give me something. You see? He was afraid of, I will go to the front to die in 6 hours notice, I have to go. Well, excuse me, if you are given some notice, you have to leave tomorrow morning. What will you do today? I think your thought is done, hope what will happen after that. Oh, we should have foresight, you see. After all, we have to leave the body, maybe in a day or a month or a year or 10 years. There's no exception to the rule. After all, we have to leave the body, where to go? We are afraid of that, you know. Why? For two reasons. One, we do not know how to leave the body. And the other, we do not know where to go. After that, what will happen? So, we're going away, taking what will think of this position who will take over. In thinking that way, there's nothing known or beyond. And those who are leaving, they know where, to whom care you are leaving us. So this is one thing, they do not know how to leave the body at the time of that. In very few cases, leave it. Generally, man suffers very badly, you see. Cannot leave the body. So, other thing, where to go? I came to America in 1955, now coming, I was confident, I've been to America, I know such a thing. You see? You learn to live, that is why I say, learn to die so that you may begin to live.
If you know how to leave the body, once the whole sting of death is gone, lost enemy that we conquer is death. And how? By learning how to leave the body at will. 100 times a day, Guru Nanak said, at St. Paul's Day, I die daily. So see, you have wasted time in while asleep. In the very golden opportunity you had of the man body, you must learn how to leave your body. For these two reasons we are afraid of death. Death is a failure, I would say. All glory and beauty lies within you. To have an excess of that life, they want to leave the body. The sooner the better. But we are afraid of. So that is why actually it is very well. Look your own soul body. To leave the body, your life is you have to leave somewhere. You should have arisen and found it God within you. And that you could have done even if you have, only if you have risen above senses, mind and body. But you are bewildered, you see, by the sensuous life all along, never thinking of your own self, but the end must come, no exception to the rule. Really wise man is he, whatever. In the worldly affairs you find whatever work we have to do, say after a year or so, we start doing it from today. The time, the fixed time that draws nearer, we put in more efforts to have that thing ready. Or even still you cannot do enough, you engage other people to help you. That you ready by that time. Well, we have to leave the body, time is fixed of course, we do not know. So if you are given notice, you have to go, then what to do? So the Master says, pass your each day as your last day of your earthly life. What will you do on the last day of your earthly life? Nothing. So this is how the Master, you see, bring home the necessity of solving the mystery of life. You have to leave the body. As I told you, death and leaving the body is no bugbear. But we have to, a wise man is he who just learns how to live, you see.
कबहु ना पिया की सज सुहारी.
This is the God who is your true father, true beloved, you see. He is all wise. You should have been also wise enough, you see. What to speak of meeting him, you have never made any preparations for meeting him. What is a preparation? To have a life, you see, true living, pure heart, thinking for all, hating none, selfless service, observing non-violence, not to kill others, steal others, be chaste. This is the preparation. Read scripture, join some school or college. Read scripture that will awaken you. Or just give you an interest to know God. Perform certain rites or rituals. These are all the preparations. And what to meet God, even you have not tried to make any preparations for His coming. Who will tell you, wise man? This is something bringing home, you see, the necessity of making the best use of our life. We say, what you do, when the death comes, we will die, that's all. Eating and be merry, we will pass, and that's a curing way of life. But that's not the end all of life, you see. We have got a physical body, a astral body, corporeal body, we can rise above it, we can know, I am my father among them. You have the same thing, achievement in a man body. Well, this is truly to be a wise man. How shall you to be? To buy must prepare beforehand. At the time of that, you see, when you are thirsty, you cannot dig up a well at the time. This is what the necessity has been enjoined by all masters to gain the past, to wake up in time and see what is what. That you can do only in that body. Now Kabir says, if you do not wake up now, you will wake up at the time when death overtakes you. All everything will be left. All your possessions, all even your body. It is wise now to wake up, you say. At the time of death, everybody, what is the difference to I? Tears roll down the body, speaking, I have wasted my life. What is the good of that? Now wake up and see what is your goal. Meet God. What to speak of meeting God, you have not even made the preparation for that. That preparation to have a good life, good thoughts, good words and good deeds. We should join the army of God, have a school of thought of the various, I would say, recruiting centers for the army of God. But we have forgotten to join the army of God. We have joined the army of our school of thought and religions, fighting against one another. So it is the man body which you have got by the grace of God, the highest rung in creation, in which we can achieve this object of knowing or seeing God. Not as a matter of inference, or feelings, or emotions. This is something very definite that you will do before. You can have that easily if you come across some person, some Son of Man who has got that life and is competent to live the life. So that is the greatest of all masters that have spoken of, you see. This is just like it to sit in its field of action, I would say, personality. That also gives you some relief, some bliss. Some, you forget the world for a while, you see. That's the effect of the radiation. Just like fragment flowers, if you put them in some room, the whole room is filled with the fragments. You put it in clothes have become fragrant, gives perfume. When you put it in the earth becomes perfume, you see. Similar the atmosphere in which such a God intoxicated person sitting by radiation. You will receive the effect. Even a stone, if it's placed near the water, that becomes cool, would you say? Why not a conscious being? That is why Christ said, if more than one man says my name, I am there. So, to have a company of such a realized soul, you might say. These are different words to express the same thing, who has become the mouthpiece of God, who speaks as inspired by God. Well, that's a great blessing. Remain with you, you won't come to change your. They do not come to break the law, but fulfill the law, which is our redemption by grace. To have a company of such a master is a great blessing, of course. We can make the best use of them and have that experience in life before we actually leave the body. So this is when our masters came, they gave us the same thing. In their own language, of course. So by parallel study of religion, you find truth is one. In all religions whereas we have to love God, serve all humanity, and ethical life, are true living in person. Ethical life is definitely total spirituality. And for this purpose, we have joined various schools of thought. That is we are, we do whatever school we belong. We have taken some steps elementary. We are preparing the way, of course. We are wise, those who are preparing the way, going to of holy places of worship, saying praises of God, reading scriptures, performing the rites of rituals. That is the preparation of the ground. Your wives, as compared with others, those who do not even dream of these things, but still a further step is to be taken, to know Him, to see Him by rising above body consciousness. If you can do of your own self well and good, a man needs only two eyes to see. If not, in worldly things you also can seek the help of others who have been adept in that line. You can also have, I think, help from any realized soul, you think, to be able to give you some content to talk in. So that is why all verses pray, O God, give us a company of the saints in which you are working, to come to a near to a master soul. Maulana thinks, Maulana Rum says, you come near to God, because God is there manifest. God is in you also, but it's not manifest. To come near a Godman is to come near God, is there. Dear God, and to be away from Him is being away from God, you see. So something is spoken of the greatness of man, which we have got by God's grace. We have to see whether we are making the best use of it or not.
We have been honored by a visit of Mrs. Kashyap from Indian government, so I request her to say a few words in the praise of the living master, or sing a devotional song. She is the organizer of the Women's Club of Indian Ladies. She is a very devoted soul, has the privilege to meet the Master in his international headquarters in Delhi.
I'm very glad to see my Master here. I can't believe my eyes. First of all, when I was wanted to tell you my experience about him. In India, you will see thousands of gurus and thousands of priests and thousands of people just wearing,
different robes
or color robes, and they say this guru. But I believed in those qualities. They may not be apparently on, their face or kind of, any spine, like that. When you see a giant or kind of, evil soul or, animal. They have a kind of, horns on the head. But with the, good souls, you won't find any kind of these signs out, on the outer body. But you have to see whether, as their souls are close to God, kind of some aura, I believe in aura, kind of radiation, they will affect you when you get acquainted with them, and they will indirectly will affect you, whether they talk, whether they tell you anything or not, that doesn't matter. But that will affect you and make you believe in that soul. So that's the same thing happened with me. I was, from my childhood, I was devoted to, thousands of incarnations, one of the incarnations, Krishna. And I was inclined to that particular figure. And I wanted to reach up to that figure. And I loved that figure like my husband. When I was 2 years, I don't know, I can't remember that age. But since then, I used to read in front of that thing. And gradually, become a part of my life when I got married and afterwards. Luckily, at that time, I heard that any person doesn't have a guru, that nobody can reach or immerse in God. I was perturbed. I only used to see that figure called Krishna in my dreams. But I wanted to see my curiosity and love became intense, and I wanted to see him direct with those my eyes. So I wanted to have a guru, or kind of, you know, that people say that without those guru you won't be able to reach that direct God. So anybody must reveal. So I went places to places, gurus to gurus, but I couldn't, you know, thousand feet, everybody used to say, oh, you come in this place, and then we will let you go there, and I will show you God with your eyes. When I seen this kind of things, I hated that. I went to Master Kripalji, and somebody told me. And she was, luckily, was my cousin. And she was a fast, you know, hard believer. And I didn't know him. So I went there, and I was bent upon having a guru. I asked him, would you please give me my guru, and please, and please. And I cried in front of him, and I said, because I wanted to reach to Krishna, you know, to kind of figure, God figure. So he talked to me, you know, and alone, and he asked me, what do you want? I said, I only want Lord Krishna, nothing else, no, nothing. He said, yes, you will see Krishna, and when you reach Krishna, you will go beyond all these things, and then you will see, you will say, oh, I was wrong, Krishna is only just evolved a human being like you. So you will go and you will find with you know, this main God, that God which is in you and in Christ, in thousands of beliefs in God, they say, in Sanskrit they may the same thing. But I said, you know, at that time I was really foolish. I said, oh no, I don't want to go anywhere. I only want to go to Krishna and the same Krishna and the main Krishna and nothing else. So and side by side, I was not believer in anything. So I said, I'm not going to be your disciple. The main thing that made me believe in him like God, this sentence, if I could have said that sentence to any other master, he would have told me, why you come to me? Why don't you go to help? Then you don't want to do that, but don't you want to listen to me, then why you come to me? But in spite of having that kind of answer, he told me, yes dear, tell me what you want. I said, the main thing I want to go to Krishna, nothing else, is my husband. So he said, and what you do? I said, I early my age, I used to pray. Nobody told me, but I seen my granny. She used to get up in the morning at 3 o'clock and wrap herself around her old, in a kind of bundle, and she, I didn't know what she did at that time. So, and after that, she used to say, told me that you sit down, and, you know, I was a child, and I used to, do something to make her attention towards me. So, she gave me a figure of Krishna, so get busy with this, and he is your Lord God, and pray yourself like me. And I used to sit like her, and I used to copy. So the same, you know, copying made me see something. So I came. So he told me that, yeah, you do whatever you want, and when you see something, let me know. And you know, then he used to give this kind of, meditation. Thousands of people just come and they want to catch you sweets, and nobody can get even the space to come near you. So, anyhow, I could manage to get, I used to stand, whenever the ceremony finishes, I used to stand quietly, slip to the car, and I quietly stand there. And when he comes, getting all, no, don't touch my face. He used to come to his car, and there I caught. And I said, would you please let me know that thing? So he said, no, I forgot to tell you. He said, don't hurry. Come, change cover, and take time. Don't be ready to get me a guru. not easy job. you think and think, it may take long time to think God. Whatever guru you want, you get. But you think, consider first. You don't be hurried, and you are making a one guru, and after few months, and you get another person, or you are impressed, by those people, and you go there and you get those gurus. That's not good. So I came home, and after whenever I you hear about him that he is going to give sermons. Such a place and such a place. I was the first person without any invitation. I used to go there, and the main thing to stand in front, close to his car. And I used to come there, and I wasn't there. And I used to bother him. And once I see, I asked him that my main problem was there. That if I decided, my husband taught me at home that why you go here and there and asking people to be a guru, why not you decide to have a direct guru, God, and you will get everything at home. He doesn't want me, didn't want me to go here and there and stay home, cook food, and then that's why. So for the time being, I started meditating this morning, and I, with his help, I believe. He told me, and most of the people also told me, that at that time, when you meditate, most of those, those people, those souls, like him, they also meditate at that time. And they, what they do, we like me people, we ask help for getting up higher spiritual help. And those people meditate for giving help, not receiving help, asking help or anything. They are, they are God-like, living God. And so they meditate for us. So at that time, I used to meditate, and I think he was the person who used to help me at that time. And I got a glimpse. So I got a glimpse, white, all clothes, like, he's dressing like that, without, coats. And the second was my name, Krishna. So I didn't follow what to do. Whether I have to, I didn't decide what to, what to do. Whether I have to do a guru, this humanly body guru, or that superhuman. So I came to him. He told me that if you are inclined, those things, you have to decide within those things. Why? That's why you have those kind of things. That if you want to, with both ways, you can reach. The same God within, main thing within everybody. So that thing he made me believe, and one day he said, if you are really inclined, if you are really, you have really love towards him, and if you are, intensely going towards him, you will find something. And that was the key word for me. And one day I caught him. Like guru. And now I think with my spiritual thing and the same thing. Since then I'm believing him as God, as a guru. It's God. That is in him too. That was not in Krishna. That was not in you. That is not in me. That is everywhere he is and in him. And after doing that thing, the one moment came. Really, I am not believer of only Krishna. I remember your word. You will forget Krishna. Thank God. Now I think he is the word.
So you became a heretic. You became a heretic.
I think really you people are very lucky to have God among ourselves. What thing was in Christ, the same thing in him, the same thing is in ourselves. But we are not why not we are God? Because we are, I believe in that our, thinking. We are not in good thinking because, we can pretend ourselves that we are nice and we are doing some this and that thing. But not pretending, the inner thing is not always fine. So we must be. That's why that is covered with those ill thoughts. Can't be, can't reflect, give a reflection, is, and is so super fine. He knows what he is, he's God, and he gives us kind of, that's what it is. And, pardon me, I can't speak good English. So excuse me for that thing, and I really, what I experienced, got experience from him. And I believe that he is really a giving God among us. And what?
Thank you, Mrs. Tessler, for your inspiring talk.
Perhaps you need not be misguided, of course. And a man like you, with the same two eyes and two hands, two legs to walk. But of course, great man. So with the grace of my Guru and Master, I have the good fortune to have that experience and authorized by him to have others with the same experience to be put on the way. All credit goes to God and to God working through him. So whoever needs, you see, as I told you, the food for the hungry and water for the thirsty, where fire burns, oxygen comes to hell. Where to reach that God power which is within each one of us, where it is manifest within help that can become manifest in us too by raising us up the level of sense. So whatever she has sense, you are ready after the truth. When you go to God, it is God who gives all these things. So we have respect for all masters, or whatever order they came, we do deference to all. But ultimate goal that is before us, whether we are able to see God or not. So blessed are they who find that opportunity to come across somebody who they can be put on the way, that's all right. It's God's working or head.
झोर चुनरी मोरी रंगदारी सतगुरु है रंग रेज चुनरी मोरी रंगदारी मेरा सतगुरु है रंग रेज सतगुरु है चुनरी रंगी रे सतगुरु चतुर सुजान सतगुरु ने चुनरी रंगी रे सतगुरु चतुर सुजान सब कुछ उन परिवार दूरे तन मन धन ओ प्राण सब कुछ उन परिवार दूरे तन मन धन और प्राण चुनरी मोरी रंगदारी सतगुरु है रंग रे के कबीर रंगरेज गुरु ने के कबीर रंगरेज गुरु ने मुझ पर हुए दया के कबीर रंगरेज गुरु रे मुझ पर हुए दया शीतल चुनरी ओढ़ के रे भई हूँ मगन निहाल चुनरी मोरी रंगदारी मेरा सतगुरु है रंगरेज चुनरी मोरी रंगदारी सतगुरु है रंगरेज के कबीर रंगरेज गुरु रे मुझ पर हुए दया शीतल चुनरी ओढ़ के रे भई हूँ मगन निहाल गुरु चुनरी मोरी रंगदारी सतगुरु है रंगरेज चुनरी मोरी रंगदारी सतगुरु है रंगरेज।